Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Light's Silent Unity Prayer Service. And we're so glad to be here together today, opening our minds and our hearts to this truth. So let's take a moment to pause and open with the Daily Word reading by Sarah Carr Jordan.
Helpful. My helpful spirit is divine love in action. When I see an opportunity to be of service, I do not hesitate to offer my help. I am careful to be sensitive to others' feelings, respecting their right to decline my assistance, never insisting that my way will work better. With humility and grace, I go where I am asked and do what needs to be done. I am blessed to be the hands of God in the world. Being of help always feeds my soul. I also graciously accept help when it is offered. Understanding the impulse to serve doesn't live in me alone. My life becomes richer and more fulfilling when I live and work in harmony with others. Willingly offering to help wherever I can and gratefully accepting assistance whenever I need it. Galatians 6 and 2 says, "Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ."
Thank you, Sarah, for that beautiful, beautiful daily word reading. Today, I am going to lead us into our time of prayer by giving you a few words from an article by Reverend Margot Ford. And that she titled the article, "Mystery." And this was a good article for all of us to contemplate. And she begins with, "When faced with life's big questions, do we accept the unknowable? With a young child's absolute trust in what her father said, I truly believed my dad when he told me he knew everything. I remember telling my friend, 'My father knows everything,' while being quite certain her father did not." A child's world is so narrow. The idea that an adult could know everything seems perfectly reasonable. But as we mature, our world enlarges through the education and life experiences. So does our grasp of how much there is to learn about our universe. While vast knowledge has been acquired throughout the millennium, research is being conducted around the globe with the intention of learning more and more, especially as it benefits humankind. So what of our understanding of God? What do we truly know? In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he wrote, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have fully known," been fully known. That's 1 Corinthians 13 and 12. There have been numerous interpretations of these scripture verses, yet we can understand Paul was stating the obvious. There is much we do not know, and what we do know of God is of necessity limited by our own human nature. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. You know, Jesus spoke many times of the kingdom of God, and he likened it to a pearl of great price, a hidden treasure, yeast, and a mustard seed. His metaphors were an attempt to help us see and to understand the breadth, the depth, and the nature of God. Though we read Jesus' words, including the kingdom of God is within, do we really have a clear vision of who and what God is, or our nature, or our relationship to God? Yes, we may nod in agreement when we read or hear a speaker state, God is all there is. There is nowhere God is not. The ground of all being is God. And we may quip that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Yet, do we truly get it? Perhaps we have momentarily flashes of insight, but they may evaporate just as quickly as they arose. The mystery of God. We often say God is life, God is love, God is beauty and goodness. And we see evidence of that in so much of what we encounter in the world. Often in a state of meditative silence, we feel God's presence as a life that infills us, the love that we are. The good that God is may seem easy to understand until we encounter something that does not fit the pattern of our closely held beliefs. It may be then that we see through our spiritual lens dimly. How do we explain many of the events in our lives, in the world, especially those not welcome, when we trust life is eternal? We don't know exactly what happens when we lay down our bodies and our souls are freed. Do we return to the presence as individualized souls or sink into the whole? Do we reincarnate as humans or something else? Could we experience life in another galaxy or even another universe? If so, do we have a choice about when, where, and how we take form again? There are many mysteries of the universe, aren't there? There are many unknowable things in this life. As we allow room for the unknown and the unknowable, we also allow our faith and our glimpses of what is to be enlarged through our spiritual practices of prayer and meditation. When our attention is on gaining a more complete understanding of who we are as individualized expressions of God, we come to a deeper understanding of God and our oneness in God. all the while accepting that what we know at any given moment is all we need to know. So in your prayer time, in your time of quiet, in the silence that we are about to enter into, here are some questions to consider. Number one is, how can I use my spiritual lens to deepen my experience of God? And number two is, how can I be comfortable with the unknown and the unknowable? And this is a big one here. How would I help someone make peace with that which is unknowable? In our experiences of this human life, we run into various scenarios where we call upon the wisdom within to provide us with direction and with answers. So as we take time right here, right now, to enter into that innermost part of us where we connect and commune with our indwelling spirit, we take with us these questions. And as we breathe in and breathe out and relax into this moment, right here, right now, we may focus on one or the other of these. And breathe in and breathe out. And let Spirit lead and guide us into the answers that we seek. Breathing in and breathing out, we reach that point deep within where we step over the threshold of our inner chamber and immediately feel the presence and the power of Holy Spirit filling us with what we need to continue on our spiritual path. Breathing in and breathing out, we come to the point deep within where there is only God. And as we absorb these vibrations, we take time in the quiet to let them weave their way into our spirit. Breathing in and breathing out, settling into the quiet, we connect and just be the spiritual beings we were created to be, right here, right now. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, take a few moments, give thanks for the gifts you have received in the quiet. And we know that as our vessels have been filled and overflowing, we reach out and share with the universe. If there is anyone who you'd like to place in the midst of this prayer atmosphere, or if you would simply like to, you can speak the names now or hold them in your heart, but do so right now. And we let these vibrations go forth and surround and enfold anyone that has crossed the threshold of Unity Church of Light. We embrace them in love and peace. And for those who may be in areas that are disturbed in this moment right now, we send love vibrations out to embrace, to touch, to enfold in the presence and power of spirit. And for our President of the United States and Vice President and Congress and Senate, and for all world leaders everywhere, we surround and infiltrate them with the presence and power of prayer. And we can know for our universe that there is peace in all people at all times. And we let the peace that passeth understanding fill our being so that everywhere we may go, people will feel the love and the peace and the tranquility. And we lead in peace, fostering peace from a unifying presence. And we close this time of prayer, resting and trusting. We are renewed and refreshed. And we enfold everyone as we recite together the prayer protection. Together, the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And we claim this right now through the presence and the power of the Christ flowing in and throughout us. And we know it is so, and so it is. Amen. Go forth and have a wonderful, wonderful week.